Iceland City.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tropical storm Beryl's forecast to get stronger and bring flooding, torrential rain, and violent winds to the central Texas coast past midnight tonight around Palacios. Enough of Beryl will pound to the east to lead Galveston Mayor Craig Brown to do this.
We have issued a voluntary evacuation of the west end of Galveston Island.
While some Democrats have been questioning President Biden's capabilities because of his debate performance, the president got many cheers at a service at a black church in Philadelphia today, and afterward, he visited a local campaign office.
We've drawn crowds that have been really big crowds ever since the debate, not joking. Even that night in the debate, we had great crowds afterwards. And so things are moving.
A coalition of the French left won the most seats in Parliament today, but not a majority, according to polling projections, dashing hopes of the far right. This is ABC News. This time of year, traveling and demand for gasoline are up, pushing prices up. But now also this is ABC's Jim Ryan.
Oil prices are on track for a fourth straight week of gains, and they're holding near their highest level since late April. The surge is due to hopes of strong summer fuel demand and some supply concerns.
Updates on the cost of living this week, says ABC's Daria Albinger.
Starting with the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, it's going to be out on Thursday. It measures what we pay for just about everything month to month and year over year. It'll be followed on Friday by the Producer Price Index, or PPI, which takes a look at those same prices at the wholesale level before they reach consumers. Usually the indices move in tandem. You know, if one goes up, so does the other, but that isn't always the case.
To provide food year-round locally and to Indian tribes in neighboring states and isolated and poor areas, there are plans for a sprawling greenhouse on North Dakota's Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Reservation. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC AutoWorks, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Increasing periods of rain tonight, I should say, maybe some thunder with fog possible and low 63, partly sunny and a bit muggy for tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms once again, high 79, and a few showers early tomorrow night, then clearing skies with areas of fog and a low of 62. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southeast at around 2 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny, and our temperature is 79 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC AutoWorks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, July 7th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Public support is slipping a bit for new wind and solar energy projects, 75% compared to 80%, according to the Pew Research Center. Advocates say people need to understand climate change is happening right now. Kieran Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
We can point to the drought that affected our farmers last summer. And then in stark comparison, the intense rain and flooding events we've been experiencing this spring and summer.
She says climate change evidence may change people's minds.
We're going to see these numbers continue to grow as more people talk to their friends and families that have been early adopters of these technologies.
The federal government is offering incentives to make electric vehicles more affordable. State Representative Travis Trammell, chairman of the Assembly Agriculture Committee, spoke to hundreds of children from all over the country attending the National Junior Angus Show opening ceremonies, which were held on Monday. The event was held at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Madison. Since the late 1800s, Wisconsin's livestock and meat industries have played a key role in the state's economy. The directly They directly employ more than 43,000 people, and with warehousing and distribution included, they contribute $34 billion to the state's economy. Of the 3.5 million cows in Wisconsin, approximately 1.4 million of them are beef cattle. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization for the incidental taking of a rare frog, which may result from the Halverson Dam abandonment project in Iowa County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. The DNR proposes to abandon the Halverson Dam at Governor Dodge State Park, which will convert the stream channel into a functioning spring-fed waterway. The project includes tree and brush clearing in planned earthwork areas, removal of the earthen embankment, and existing water control structures to establish a channel for the existing spring-fed watercourse, placement of excavated soils on surrounding slopes to flatten and naturalize the surrounding areas, erosion protection, and site restoration. The presence of the state-endangered Blanchard cricket frog is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some frogs. The DNR concludes that the proposed project will minimize the impacts of this species by adhering to conservation measures. It is not likely to jeopardize the continued existence and recovery of the state population of the species or the whole plant animal community of which it is part of, and has benefit to the public health, safety, or welfare that justifies the action. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effects on the endangered species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take authorization. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the Blanchard cricket frog are available by visiting the DNR incidental take public notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding the project-related impacts to Blanchard's cricket frog by July 21st to the Department of Natural Resources in care of Rory Pelusky, DNR conservation biologist. Powerful Tools for Caregivers is an educational workshop series designed to provide tools caregivers need to better care for themselves. Participants will learn how to reduce stress, improve self-confidence, better communicate feelings, find life balance, increase their ability to make tough decisions, and locate helpful resources. Classes consist of 6 1.5-hour sessions held once a week, interactive lessons, discussions, and brainstorming help you take the tools you learned and put them into action in your life. The Powerful Tools for Caregivers workshop will begin in Vernon County on Monday, September 9th, and meet every Monday through October 14th. Classes are held online from 3:30 to 5. The workshop is free. Participants must have a laptop with sound, camera, and internet. For more information or to register, contact Teresa at 608-637-5201. The registration deadline is August 19th. And Governor Tony Evers is seeking nominations for the 41st Annual Virginia Heart Special Recognition Award, recognizing the contribution and achievement of women in the Wisconsin state government. This recognition is sponsored by Wisconsin Women in Government. Virginia Heart was Wisconsin's first woman to hold the cabinet secretary position, serving as secretary of the Department of Regulation and Licensing, chairperson of the Department of Industry, Labor and Human Relations, and chairperson of the Labor and Industry Review Commission. Following her retirement, Ms. Hart's friends and colleagues established a fund in 1983 to annually recognize a woman's contributions to state government. The Virginia Heart Award recognizes unsung heroines in state service who shared the following qualities: esteem from peers, acceptance of responsibility beyond the limits of the nominee's job description, sustained and extraordinary achievement of assigned tasks, performance recognition from clients, community service, self-improvement, and overcoming hardships to performance. All women employed in state government are eligible, and anyone can make a nomination. Submit all nominations by September 27th to HART Recognition Committee, attention Laurice Lincoln, by email at Laurice, that's L-A-U-R-I-C-E, .Lincoln@Wisconsin.gov. The winner will receive a reward stipend from the Virginia HART Fund of the Women's Wisconsin Women in Government Council and will be honored during the awards ceremony at the state capitol on December 6th. WRCO News Time is 5:10. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Today is Sunday, July 7th. LaVon Strand, 97, of Woodman, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held at noon tomorrow at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home from now until 6 and again Monday from 11 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to first responders of Woodman are appreciated. LaVon Strand, 97, of Woodman. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died June 28th. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Cooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or School. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. Joanne Schmitz, age 94. Bonnie Ellen Coleman, 88, of Soldiers Grove, died yesterday at Soldiers Grove Health Services. Funeral services will be held at Wednesday at 11 at Vasateg Funeral Home in Gates Mills. Friends may call at Vasateg Funeral Home on Tuesday from 5 to 7 and on Wednesday from 11 until the time of the service. Burial will follow the service at the Gaze Mills Cemetery. In lieu of flowers or plants, memorials may be directed to the North Crawford Rescue or to the Community of Christ Church. Bonnie Ellen Coleman, 88, of Soldiers Grove. Doris Bowl, age 90, of Boscobel, died Thursday, June 20th. A memorial service and celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at Boscobel Assembly of God Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Boscobel Assembly of God Church on Saturday, July 13th at 11 a.m. from 10 until 11 a.m. Lunch will be served in the church fellowship hall after the service. The Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel is assisting the family. Doris Bowl, age 90, of Boscobel. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois, died Wednesday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery, with military graveside rites held by the local military honors units. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of services. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to BLF, Bibles and Literature to the French-speaking world, or Kodiak Baptist Mission. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Lutheran Home in Wauwatosa. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, July 14th, at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a lunch following the service. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. Carola will also be remembered during a Sunday service at Five Points Lutheran Church on September 8th at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Lutheran World Relief or your local food pantry. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jessica and Daniel Tisdale had a daughter, Layton Eileen. Grandparents include Rick and Nancy Tisdale and Daphne Stanek.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. We continue to have a mix of sun and clouds throughout the area, and we're also expecting those spotty showers and storms to continue to stick around as we get through the rest of our afternoon into tonight. Now, we are going to have on and off showers throughout the first half of this week here, especially on Wednesday. We're actually looking at remnants of Hurricane Beryl moving over to Indiana and Ohio, so we're going to have the outer bands of showers popping up, as I said, by the middle of this week. Before I get too far ahead of myself, though, tonight we're dropping down to the low 60s for overnight lows. As we get into our Monday, we're looking at partly sunny skies, scattered showers and storms possibly to develop. Highs in the upper 70s. Getting into Monday night, we are looking at clearing skies, foggy conditions expected around the midnight hours into the overnight. Into Tuesday, lows in the low 60s. Heading into Tuesday, we're looking at a high of 83 degrees. Afternoon showers and storms are possible. And then getting into Wednesday, we're looking at a high of 80 and a low of 63. Mostly cloudy skies. As I said, the remnants from Beryl are pushing through. The showers and storms are expected to develop late in the morning into the afternoon hours. Heading into Thursday, we are looking at high of 82 degrees, a low of 60, so a slight bit warmer. We're looking at mostly sunny skies for Thursday, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine for the end of the week on Friday. It is going to be a bit warmer, though, especially when we're having a temperature of 85, and we're going to have higher levels of humidity as well, so it's going to feel muggy, too. And then getting into next weekend, warmer once again, got that warming trend kind of sticking around, 88 for a high, low 65, but we are looking at a few isolated showers and storms developing for the area. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 79 degrees, which is also our daytime high after a morning low of 63. Yesterday's high was 80 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1936 is 102 degrees with a record low of 42 set back in 1984. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 48. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:44 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:29. Winds are out of the southeast at 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.91 and we have received a tenth of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 79 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? It's a principle.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Muscadet hosted Arena today for Hometown League Baseball action. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Arena Aces picked up a win on the road at Muscadet, 9-0 in Sunday League Home Talent Baseball. The action was very tight and intense for a long way. Arena scored a run in the first and one in the second, and then would add two more in the eighth inning, make it 4-0, and then they picked up a total of five runs in the ninth inning, make the final score a little deceptive from what the game actually was like through the course of the day. Elijah Ault strikes out 12 batters and walks two, also gives up just three base hits to Muscadet in getting the complete game victory. Alex Meister went the distance for Muscadet. He strikes out four and walks four. It was a total of 15 hits for Arena. They got on it with three hits on the day for Nate Jennings and for Dane McAwee. Each had RBIs. Two for four for Elijah Ault with a walk. Ty Willoughby was two for three with two RBI. And Alex Stoth, two for five with an RBI for Arena. For Muscadet, Carson Kenyon, along with Mason Atkins and Matthew Cartwright, all had hits. Muscadet falls to 0-10. They've played competitively against a lot of the top teams and also a playoff contender, the Arena Aces, today. A good ball game throughout. Arena wears them down and gets a total of 9 runs on 15 hits, no errors, and 8 left on. No runs, 3 hits, 3 errors, and 4 left on for Muscadet. Arena now 4-5 with a 9-0 win over Muscadet in Sunday League Home Talent Baseball. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Also, elsewhere in Home Talent League action, I have one score to pass along. In the northern section, Reedsburg beat Wisconsin Dells by a score of 3-1. And in Major League Baseball, in a game currently being played on WRCE, the Brewers, they led by a score of 4-0 going into the bottom of the sixth inning, and then Los Angeles scored two, and then Milwaukee came back with another run in the seventh. So in the top of the eighth, it is Milwaukee leading the Los Angeles Dodgers by a score of 5-2. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Christian Vasquez led off the ninth inning with a home run to give the Minnesota Twins a 3-2 victory over the Houston Astros. Vasquez, who had two hits and drove in all three Twins runs, hit a sinker from Josh Hader high and deep to left field for his fourth homer of the season. Johan Duran pitched a scoreless ninth inning to earn the win. Twins shortstop Carlos Correa left the game in the first inning after being hit on the right hand by a pitch. The team announced that the initial scans were negative, and Correa was diagnosed with a finger contusion. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Braves beat the Phillies 6-0. It was the Cardinals over the Nationals 8-3. The Mets got by the Pirates 3-2. The Tigers defeated the Reds 5-1. The Marlins beat the White Sox 7-4. The Guardians over the Giants by a score of 5-4. The Cubs shut out the Angels 5-0. And it was the Rangers defeating the Rays 13-2. And the Royals beat the Rockies by a score of 10-1. And also, games currently going on. It's in the top of the ninth inning, and the Orioles are leading the Athletics by a score of 5-3. Also in the top of the ninth, the Diamondbacks are beating the Padres 4-1. And the Blue Jays and Mariners are tied up at 4 apiece at the end of the seventh inning. The Sunday night baseball game will feature the Red Sox at the Yankees. Giannis Antetokounmpo is now an Olympian. Antetokounmpo is heading to the Olympics for the first time after he scored 23 points and Greece held off Croatia by a score of 80-69 today in one of the four men's basketball qualifying tournament finals being held to determine the final spot in the 12-team field for the Paris Games. Brazil also is going to the Paris Olympics after a 19-0 run over the final 3 minutes and 21 seconds of the first quarter set to set the tone and become a surprisingly easy 94-69 win over Latvia. And so is Spain, which held off the Bahamas for its seventh consecutive Olympic berth. LeBron James didn't need another Olympic experience to complete some missing box in his resume to add to a legacy that was secured long ago. He decided to play this summer for one simple reason, because he wants to. Taking his first steps towards becoming the first U.S. men's basketball player to compete at the Olympics in three different decades. James hit the floor yesterday with the team that the Americans are sending to Paris later this month. Training camp opens in Las Vegas, the start of the 5.5-week quest, where the only acceptable ending will be the U.S. winning gold for a fifth consecutive times. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and top-ranked Jannik Sinner are one win each away from meeting in the Wimbledon semifinals. Both reached the quarterfinals with victories on Sunday. Alcaraz beat Hugo Humbert 6-3, 6-4, 1-6, 7-5, and Sinner eliminated Ben Shelton 6-2, 6-4, 7-6. Next for Alcaraz is a match against Tommy Paul. Sinner plays Daniil Medvedev, who advanced when Grigor Dimitrov stopped playing with an injury. French Open runner-up Jasmine Paolini reached her first Wimbledon quarterfinal when Madison Keys had to retire with a leg injury in the third set. Dana Vekic and Lula Sun reached the quarterfinals too. Lewis Hamilton was counting the days since his last Formula One win, and the number was creeping towards 1,000. After a brilliant victory in front of home fans at the British Grand Prix on Sunday for his 104th win in F1, a relieved Hamilton can finally stop counting. Hamilton says that's the longest stint without a win, 945 days, and called the win perhaps the most special one. He became the first F1 driver to win on any track 9 times. His previous win came at the Saudi Arabian GP in December of 2021. The 7-time F1 champion just held off Red Bull's Max Verstappen, with McLaren's Lando Norris's finishing third. Hamilton's teammate George Russell retired near the end. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one, so we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Well, I wish time had a throttle. I wish years had changed your mind. I've eaten labels off the bottle till that clear green glass could finally get its chance to shine. But I ain't gonna make excuses. I've since lost all track of my demons and their muses. So if you're still keeping score, then you can keep your heart attack. Oh, make me a list. Do what you gotta do. Your stories about my past and they're probably true. Hey, make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. Sling mud in my face and tell you what you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine. Well, I don't mind keeping pictures. I don't wear those shoes no more. And the sweet old winds of change took a while to call my name. But now and then those sleeping dogs come howling at my door. Oh, make me a list. Do what you gotta do. Your stories about my past and they're probably true. Oh, make me a list. Hey, that'll be fine. If you wanna sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine. Hell, make me a list. Do what you gotta do. bother to. Or make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. If you want to sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past. About me, it's bound to be shorter than mine. Hey, that list of things you don't like about me, it's gotta be shorter than mine.
Everybody knows tonight. my money, the beat goes on. And everybody knows tonight, 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 tonight is gonna be the best night of our lives. Everybody knows tonight, 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 tonight is gonna be the best night of our lives. Is rising, look at the colors, the mesmerizing, the beam goes on, singing here for me, yeah. Everybody knows tonight, 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 tonight is gonna be the best night of our lives.
That you walked in to that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart. Turns out, oh, I was looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for you. Couldn't have just been anyone, the way you smiled and said my name.
Chris Young, and guess what? He's looking for you. And before that, we had John King with Tonight, Tonight on Country and Community. Right now, our temperature is 79 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, with mostly sunny skies. Turned out to be a great afternoon, so we didn't quite hit 80. Never know, though. I've seen where it hit a little bit later, but 79, we'll do with that. As long as there's no rain, that's the main thing. And, of course, the winds are out of the southwest, around 5 miles per hour. And my apologies to everyone earlier. When I was doing the obituaries, our vital statistics during the evening news, I accidentally had to do some coughing. My throat has just been so sore, so I'm so sorry about that. I had to turn down, and then I lost my place on what I was reading. But once I got back on it, things went good in there. So that very rarely happens to me. So my apologies to anybody. Hope I didn't offend anybody or anything like that, but just wanted to pass along in case anybody was wondering what happened to Tim during that amount of time. But that usually doesn't happen when I do my obituaries. So sorry once again, my apologies. And just wanted to let you know the Brewers are leading the Dodgers by a score of 7-2 at the end of the eighth inning. So looking good for Milwaukee, but they're going into the ninth and just still don't feel comfortable going into the ninth against those Dodgers, but even though it is a 5-run lead. But we'll keep our fingers crossed that the Brewers can hold on to that lead and win. And you can hear the rest of that game right now if you want to on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And right now that's going on. And then the Brewers have the day off tomorrow, and then they start a 3-game series at home. So they're back home as they will be taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then remember, tonight we have Old Country on, and Bo Hendricks will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment. So if you like classic country music, you're going to love Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success. Are you ready for a sizzling summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club is proud to present Ribfest Sunday, July 14th at the Lions Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or until sold out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18 plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go, plus plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club Rib Fest, Sunday, July 14th, from 11 until 2. Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
100.9 WRCO. I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier. I will proudly take a stand.
Well, that was Toby Keith singing about the American soldier on Country and Community. Our time is 5:55. Yes, it's getting close to that time. I got to get out of here and make way for Old Country with Bo Hinrichs. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day today. Hope you had a great 4th of July. And I know it's kind of sad to have to go back to work tomorrow, but, you know, get back into the groove of things and it won't be too bad. But hopefully you did have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. As for me, I will be back again tomorrow. I'll be on doing the evening sports report at around 5:20, and then I'll be bringing you some more great music up until the 8 o'clock hour. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the Light in the Milk House show with your host, Mr. Phil Neef. He'll be having some great music, trivia, sports. He'll have Hank in the studio, and he'll be having the morning show, and he's just a busy guy. He does a hometown league game the night before and comes back and does the broadcast early in the morning. So that's Phil. He's one of a kind. And be sure to tune into that tomorrow morning. Okay, to take us up to the top of the hour in Old Country, we have Jared Neiman with Buzz Back Girl. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please stay safe.
Feels like I've been drinking since early in the morning. I ain't had a drop, but something's got me going. Hit me like a truck, no, I didn't see it coming. I hope it don't stop, 'cause man, it's got me stumbling. Looking like that, you don't even know what you're doing to me. You got my buzz back, girl, my buzz back, girl. Woke up hungover, hungover this morning. I called, you came over, you got my buzz back, girl, my buzz back, girl. Don't you stop it, girl, just keep on rocking. You know you got me dropping like I just took a shot. Looking like that, you don't even know what you're doing to me. You got my buzz back, girl, my buzz back, girl. Woke up hungover, hungover this morning. I called, you came over, you got my buzz back, girl. You don't even know what you're doing to me. Yeah, looking like that, you don't even know. What